All right, it is 7 p.m. on Tuesday, June 13th, 2023, and they'll call the meeting to order of the Sugar Creek Township Board of Trustees. We had originally thought that we would have an update from our electric aggregation firm, Trebell, but they were not able to attend. We'll have that update. Full update from them in person next month, but
yes.
Tom, you want to comment here on what they had, or should we save it for later?
Sure. Maybe I'll just go ahead and give an update.
Yeah.
So I did talk to, I believe his name is Larry Fisher, who's coming from Trebell, and again, they're not able to make it tonight, but they are actively pursuing a renewal of our current contract. And Scott, you mentioned that you've received some phone calls. I have received some phone calls. People are very concerned about what's being reported in the media, that electric utility rates are doubling, basically. And that is true if you've not selected an energy provider. So anybody who lives in Sugar Creek Township that's on either Ohio Edison or AEP should be in default into our electric aggregation program, and those rates are good until October 1st.
Okay.
And so what they're doing is they're trying to negotiate, he told me, a two-year contract to get us, we're at a rate of about 4.69 right now, and they're hoping for something like 6.25, 6.0, something like that. So it's still going to go up, but not the double. Some of the rates I've been reading about, 10.2, 12.2 per kilowatt hour. So now, one thing that he asked me in an email yesterday, and I told him that would not be something we would be doing. He was asking me to sign it was basically asking us to consider signing a document that gave them exclusive decision-making rights on our behalf. And he said it would be more convenient for them and more convenient for us. To which I told him he can come and present that at next month's meeting, but it wasn't inconvenient to me for him to send us documents to review and sign as a formality. We understand they're doing all the negotiation, but my feeling is signing that agreement would not allow us to consider other providers in the future because it was an exclusivity type of thing.
Yeah.
And so he said it wasn't a big deal. It was just if we were willing to do it, they could maybe speed some things along. But I said we're patient and willing to look at things that they send to us and endorse them or sign them, even if we have to call a special meeting. And he thought that was fine. So his plan is to come to the next meeting with a full update, as you mentioned, on where they are in the contract negotiation, and so we'll know more in July.
So, did you say our rates are good till October 1st?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
So did I understand correctly, they kind of offered, we can do something exclusively with you if you guys want to, but then that kind of ties our hands at some point?
That's my interpretation of it.
If we were getting an extra, if our residents getting a penny off per kilowatt hour for that exclusivity, we'd do that in a heartbeat.
Sure, absolutely.
But for no apparent, other than making it easier for us to communicate, no.
Yeah. There was something about a convenience factor, and I said, well, come and explain that to our full board next month.
Right.
And there was no pushback on it. It was just, hey, if you're interested, go ahead and sign this. If not, we'll continue to do the work we're doing for you.
Cool.
So that was good arrangement.
Okay. Well, that was right at the beginning. I've moved that up because usually these attendees come and I want them to get their stuff done and then go. So that's not bad. We'll look forward to that in July. Now we can get into the body of our meeting. Turn it over to our fiscal officer, and we'll go through meeting minutes and
at least answer questions.
Financial statements.
Yeah, the only question I have is, what's the difference if you sign a short term?
They're having their own meeting.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you. I think That's a good question for them, next time, but I think we're now, anybody who calls, just say you're good till October, and we'll have updates.
All right.
Those are the same as which I would have emailed you at the end of last meeting.
Okay.
Scott has the one with all the attachments, if you want to see the attachments.
The attachments include the Melway paving quote and the fire logs that we received from KBFD and East Lane, as well as road report from Kevin.
I've seen all of those. Those were, I think, in all of our emails.
Any questions about the minutes? Hearing none, I will move that we approve the meeting minutes from last month.
I second that.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor of approving the meeting minutes, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. And that was unanimous.
Thank you.
I do have a meeting agenda here printed out. It's, you know...
Is that what you were going to say?
To follow along.
All right, here's the bank reconciliation and statements from May.
Any questions with respect to the bank reconciliation?
No questions.
Hearing none, then I move that we approve the bank reconciliation as presented. Thank you, Scott. All in favor of approving the bank reconciliation, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. And that was unanimous. I don't know if you looked in the kitchen, but it is full of bread.
Well, I can smell it. But
it smells good.
Yeah. Need a butter knife and
yeah.
Thank you. All right, here are the financial reports for May. Again, these would have been the same that you received by email.
This doesn't feel
last
right.
Evening.
Yeah, there's two there. All right. Is there I was just looking at the American Rescue Plan Fund this past month because I was working on the stuff for our road and bridge, and yeah, that number went up. There is revenue in the ARP fund.
Is that interest?
How did that happen?
I
mean, not how did that happen.
Yeah.
I mean, that's unusual.
Which fund are we looking at? The 290? The
yeah, it went from 289
yeah,
to 290. That's
if you look at the fund activity, the second report,
yeah,
on page 3, halfway down, there's about 1,500 of interest
yeah.
going to that fund.
Wow.
And the interest is allocated based upon fund balance.
Yeah.
So that one gets a nice chunk because of
great.
Yeah, that's awesome because, I mean, I'm jumping ahead, but our Melway paving quote was like 288, 289, so we're going to just slip right in there.
Yep.
All right, any other questions with respect to financial statements? If not, then I move that we accept the financial statements as presented.
I second the motion.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor of approving the authorizing the financial statements, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. And that was unanimous.
Here are the
payroll statement.
Payroll reports, or payroll vouchers for the road workers.
We had
there
three pays?
The third one is actually this coming Friday.
Ah.
Since I'm going to be on vacation
yeah.
from tomorrow on, I did it tonight.
Okie doke.
But there's also some of those have three. About our three.
It's because of Josh.
Because of Josh and Scott
and Kevin.
Both. Yeah.
Okay.
And we still believe that Scott should not sign his, is that correct?
I mean, you guys sign your per diem, I don't know.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I mean, we sign our own.
We sign our own checks, yeah. Sign away.
I mean, I don't know any different, but.
We move as a board.
True.
And we are authorized by the board, we're not individually authorized, individually. Uh-oh, missing.
Yeah, we need to put the pages on.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have any, you do?
I do.
Yeah, I see.
This is mine.
Yes.
That one's good.
There's two.
And that one's good.
I did this one too. Okay. There's three. Better turn my ringer off.
All right, I have several purchase orders for approval.
All right, I've been handed six purchase orders totaling $37,170.31. Any questions about the POs?
No questions.
This is just moving money around stuff, because the two for AEP, I was wondering if there was a separate ones for,
there's two for AEP because the purchase order we currently had only covered part of the current bill.
Got it.
So I did a then and now for the balance, but then I don't want to do a purchase order each month, so then I did a new regular one for going forward.
Brilliant. All right, any other questions? None? Then I move that we approve the purchase order listing we've had here today of six purchase orders beginning with number 64-2023 through 69-2023. Totaling for the amount of $37,170.31. May I have a second?
I second.
Thank you, Scott. All in favor of approving these purchase orders, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. And that was unanimous. We'll sign these along with the balance of the checks prior to the conclusion of the meeting.
Okay. All right, here's the payment listing for the bills to be paid this evening, and the rest of
rest of the month.
I would make a note that the auditor of state UAN fees, they now require that to be paid electronically.
Oh.
So it used to be a check.
Yeah.
You will now see it up in the payroll, like with the other ones that go electronically, like through the gateway and stuff.
Am I supposed to see that today?
It will be on there. Yes.
Okay.
Auditor of State.
103-2023. I was looking for an enormous number.
No. Just a quarterly fee.
Okay. All right, any other questions with respect to bills we're approving tonight? If not, then I move that we authorize the payment listing that we've been presented.
I second the motion.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor of approving the payment listing, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. That was unanimous. And we'll sign these bills prior to the conclusion of the meeting. Sign these checks, rather.
Okay, and then this is just a fund status report of the balance, fund balances after all these checks. That's just FYI. And that's all I have.
Okay. Very well. Well, we'll go through the rest of the department reports, and then we've got a number of things, new business and et cetera, et cetera. Did you guys see the road supervisor report, road inspection form that Kevin sent over?
Kevin emailed, yes.
Was there any questions about that or anything that jumped out?
Is this all that you guys got, or is there more?
He also sends along this.
Okay, I must have missed that.
And,
I'll check my email, it should probably be.
Yeah. If not, let me know, I can forward it over to you.
Okay.
If no questions with respect to the road inspection report or the, department supervisor's, report, then I move that we include these reports into our meeting minutes. Thank you, Scott. All in favor of approving that, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. So we'll include these reports in the, you'll do it electronically?
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
Well, I have the one, yeah.
Cool. All right, with that down, then I'm going to say July 1st marks the 90-day anniversary. I mean, actually, 90-day anniversary is going to be like June 29th or something like that, June 30th for Josh. And as part of our job offer with him, we said 90-day probationary period, at the end of which your rate will go up to $28.09 per hour. I don't have any negative feedback that I've heard. I mean, I don't know if we want to discuss that in public or if we want to go into executive session. It's just us.
Yeah. I think that's.
Can you repeat that pay rate that you mentioned?
$28.09.
$28.09.
Is there any discussion we need to make privately with respect to making a decision to advance his wage as we had agreed to prior?
Not for me.
No.
No. Then I move that we approve. Should we do a resolution just to make it full on? Is that
sure.
Okay? It's a little more work.
It's up to you.
Then I move that we authorize resolution 2023-06-13-01, authorizing or increasing Josh Ream's wage to $28.09 per hour.
I will second the motion.
Thank you, Tom. We'll have a roll call.
Tom, did you second that?
Yes.
Words. Did I use that many words?
Words?
It's a lot of words.
Scott?
Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, I just went first, Scott. I'm sorry.
That was the Scott I had listed
okay.
First.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to walk all over you.
Sorry.
We'll fight for it because we're going to do it again. Get ready to copy and paste.
Okay. And that was 2023-06-13-01.
Yeah. Okay, so part of our responsibility as trustees of the resources of the township is to take care of our employees, and I think it's necessary to have some type of distinction between road worker and road supervisor. We have talked in the past about making that distinction on a monetary basis of about $5 per hour. So with a raise for Josh at 2809, then I think we need to consider raising Kevin up to a wage that's $5 higher. I'm not opposed to a 3309 number. If there's any discussion you'd like to have about that.
No, and I think this is something that we have had discussed previously, that you know, as that these two actions would go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Because you're right, I think we do need to have a distinction between those positions. Yeah, Kevin has more responsibility than the other worker, and obviously more experience too.
Right.
Which factors into this. So, no further discussion from me.
All right. Then I'm going to move that we authorize resolution 2023-06-13-02 to increase Kevin Hofstetter's wage to $33.09 per hour. Thank you, Scott. I want to note that both of these increases should be effective the pay period during which July 1st occurs, if that's feasible. I didn't even look at a calendar to see how that falls.
What are you raising Kevin's to?
3309. Where is he at now?
Okay, he's at 3130.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. 3309 per hour.
Oh, look at that. June 30th is on a Friday, so we got a pay period that is this week, ended last. So they're going to go through the pay period that ends the 23rd, and then that pay period that starts the 26th is when they're going to start with their new wage.
The pay period that starts the 26th.
Do you concur with that, if I interpreted our pay periods correctly?
And it's effective, yeah, okay. So the next pay will be, well, this is actually, you want it to go to the end of June?
You've actually paid out June 30 here tonight?
No.
No, you're paying the June 16th out tonight.
The June 16th was for the pay period ending on
the 9th?
June 10th.
10th. And we paid that out tonight.
Yeah, and so the 24th will be paid on the 30th.
And that can be at the old rate, and then on the 25th, they will start this new rate.
Okay, so their next pay will have 5 days at the old rate. And you want to start it on the 25th.
Start
so
on
we don't
pay
have
period.
To split it.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. That'll be great.
Yep, just thinking of you.
So this will be effective then June 25th.
Yeah.
Right.
For the first payout in July.
Right.
Okay.
And that's more than fair to both Josh and to Kevin, because we're kind of acting earlier than his 90-day period, but I don't think we have any reservations about doing that.
Did somebody second that motion?
Scott seconded that.
And you want a roll call?
Roll call for that.
Scott Widmer?
Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
Scott Feldes?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
I will come back to electric aggregation at some point when there's an opportunity to do that, because I just got an email.
Oh, yeah. And well, I think we've concluded the road department. You want to talk about that right now before we go to fire department?
Yeah. So Larry Taylor emailed, and he says, after checking his notes and talking to Scott, what's Scott's last name?
Oh, yeah.
Del Castro?
Yes.
He has put Sugar Creek and Dalton Village together and has sent them out to bid. He expects pricing back in the next couple of days. Once we get the quotes, they will email their recommendations to us. All I need from you or a trustee is an email confirmation telling Scott to, quote, go ahead and lock in the rate. Scott will then sign the MSA on the township's behalf. Once the MSA is countersigned by the supplier, I will email a copy to your records. He does not mention what that rate is, so.
So they're gonna bid it out, then we'll get that rate.
Yes, so how about we do this? He'll email me that rate. I'll email the rest of you and tell you what it is, and then can we conduct business that way? Can you guys respond and tell me to tell him?
That's technically a meeting.
Is it a meeting? Okay.
But what we can do is authorize you to be a point of contact.
Okay.
And then I think that gives you some latitude to let us know what you're doing.
Okay, yeah.
And if we have reservations, we can reach out.
Yeah.
And then we can come back and ratify that whole agreement as a board together.
Yep. Very good.
So I move that we authorize Tom Gregory to be the point of contact with Trebell in the electrical aggregation negotiations coming forward here. Thank you, Scott. All in favor of authorizing Tom Gregory to be our point of contact, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. And that was unanimous.
And he says he will be here for the meeting on the 12th.
Good. No changes, hopefully. I only received one set of fire call logs from East Wayne for the month of May. I didn't see anything in our email from Kidron.
No, I didn't.
And they've been a little sporadic.
Yeah, I didn't email her either.
I don't know if that, is that still Carmen?
Mm-hmm.
If only we knew somebody. I'm sure all the records are there. It would be nice for them to kind of catch us up to date. I think the last ones we got were actually April, so they're not like late. It's just,
right.
I mean, they're not incomplete. They're just a little late. So you guys got a chance to review the call logs from East Wayne for May, and if there's any questions about that, then now's the time to raise them. Hearing none, then I move that we include this fire call log run report, fire report, into the minutes.
I will second the motion.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor of including this fire report in the meeting minutes, please say yes.
Yes. Yes.
And that was unanimous. In case you missed it, Channel 8 tonight at 5:04 p.m., I have it on my phone if you want to see it, had a report on the fire up in Marshallville that had the deputy that responded, met the East Wayne dude there, ran the pipe out, ran the hose out, and started extinguishing the garage fire there, which was pretty cool. But I would say publicly, it's not in the Northern Sugar Creek Township, not our issue, but one person from East Wayne.
Wasn't there even a comment in the story about lack of staff?
Yes.
Not
specifically at the station, it's just in general.
In general, yeah. I heard, I was listening to that in the background, and I heard them say Marshallville. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Wow, that's, yeah.
I recorded that. I had it. Never mind the technology, it's fascinating to a mid 20th century person, but not to anyone else listening. Okay, proposed contract with Downton Village Fire Department.
Oh. Can I pause one second?
Yeah.
Who was the one that seconded the East Wayne Fire Reports putting
Scott.
In a minute? Scott.
Scott?
Okay, thank you.
Was that just the last motion?
Yes.
It was Tom.
Actually, I think I did.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Talked to Barbara Bureau, and she promised to have something ready for the meeting on the 14th. So when we moved it up a day, I didn't think to get back in touch with her until this afternoon. It's like, ugh. So I'm anticipating that I'll get an email tonight from her with the new contract. We're not under any time constraint at this point to get that signed with Downton Village, but Dennis has asked me about it, and Pat has asked me about it, so they're very interested in getting this wrapped up, I think.
Do they, are they still on schedule, you feel?
I feel that they are. I wish they were a little bit more public with the process and saying, we've got X amount of people signed up, we've got a director, we've got chiefs, we've got everything we need, medical license, et cetera, et cetera. Part of the delay, I think, is this lease agreement between the DVFD and how are they gonna resolve that or unwind that or whatever they're doing. I think that's part of the, that's a hurdle that hasn't been crossed yet, I think is how I'd say that, so.
And is it, did I hear they're putting an income tax levy on, is it the fall ballot here in November? Or, no, you know what, it was early in 2024.
I think they had to do it next year.
Yeah.
Because...
Because technically the other one doesn't go away until East Wayne dissolves.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm assuming their intention is to move forward regardless of the outcome of that income tax levy, because technically it is not attached. I mean, if it's an income tax, it's not, it might be earmarked, but it's not in a fund for, I mean, they will use that to fund fire.
It'll be interesting to see how they word the ballot language to see if they make a commitment to the people that this is specifically for fire.
Yeah.
Which I think we did a pretty good job of with our Kidron ballot.
Yeah.
I did have a couple people call me and say, is the township really going to earmark this for Kidron, or is it just going to be a slush fund? No, it's earmarked.
Right.
Yeah. So hopefully they have that type of language in the ballot. So hopefully July here we can move forward and get a contract signed and over to Downton Village. I'll follow up with Barbara. Extending the 22 contract extension with East Wayne until the end of December. We have here a memorandum of understanding that is going to do that very thing, I think, according to what I see here.
Yep.
So I think that's the way to go for now, you know, and hope that the parties agree to continue operating and then not have anything major happen before the end of the year. So I am going to move that we authorize this memorandum of understanding between Sugar Creek Township and East Wayne Fire District to continue our extension of the 22 contract through the remainder of 2023. I think we can do that without a resolution.
I feel like we can.
I think we can.
Yeah.
So we've had a second. So all in favor of Scott did. So all in favor of authorizing this, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. And that was unanimous. So we'll sign this agreement, memorandum of understanding, before we conclude the meeting. Okay. I also had an opportunity to go through our 2022 procedures for authorizing the use of ARPA funds for the Melway paving, chip and seal. In 22, we used ARPA funds for not only the chip and seal, well, for about half of the chip and seal bid, but then we also bought some equipment, so that kind of occupied the remainder of that fund. This year we don't have those, so I am thinking we're going to use that entire fund to handle the entire chip and seal work. The bid we got in, and the bid is included in last month's meeting minutes, so we did receive it, but I don't think we specifically came out and said that we accepted this.
I don't think we did.
When I looked at the actions that we took in 22, we literally had a separate resolution that said, we accept this. We had a second resolution that said, we're going to use the ARPA funds for this project.
I think it was for these roads.
Yeah.
I think we,
we had two different lists.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we had a third resolution that then authorized the contract. So we had one to accept the proposal and then one to authorize the contract. So there were three resolutions that we went through. Tonight, I'm not quite at a spot where I'm ready to do everything for this. There's oodles and oodles of forms to fill out. Some of it's going to include, last year, you might recall perhaps, that we had attachments like our bid, oil and stone bid, a copy of that, the date that it was published. That's all part of this documentation. So when you're back, I'll probably ask for some of your assistance on that. And then there's all this, and I think Melway is probably accustomed to doing this. There's all this documentation from Melway, their certificate of insurance, but then also some federal jargon that they had to do. So we'll get a little bit more diligent with that here before the end of the month. And then I don't think they can actually pave until we have this all done. So last year it was like 6:28. We had a special meeting to get it all done. We're probably going to do the same thing.
I was going to say, I think they want to come next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can work faster.
Well, what if, I mean, can't they move forward if we just accept their...
Let's do this tonight.
Yeah, yeah. And then they can get started and then we can work out
how we're going to
how we're going to pay for it. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to make a resolution again. And I'm going to move that we authorize resolution 2023-06-13-03 to accept the bid.
Just,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hold on 1 second. 2023-06-13-03.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Just because I talk slow doesn't mean I think slow. Apparently I don't talk slow.
You don't talk slow.
This resolution is to accept the bid that we received from Melway Paving on April 24th.
I will second, is that the end of your motion?
Yes.
I will second your motion.
Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
Scott Paulus?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that concludes kind of all of our road department reports. I guess I included Melway Paving under the fire department report, but it's just a clerical error on my part. No other business that I'm aware of other than just a few things that arrived here tonight. I have been presented a letter of resignation from... our one volunteer that we had, Jonathan Hofstetter. I move that we accept the letter of resignation. Thank you, Scott. All in favor of accepting the letter of resignation, please say yes.
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 That was unanimous. I don't think we need to make that a part of the public record, but it is a public document if anybody wants to request that for whatever reason. I think we have been given a, as for information purposes only, a notice of pending action to prohibit large solar facilities, wind farms, and large wind farms. That has been agreed upon by county commissioners. Apparently there was a really big farm that was scheduled to be put in on 30 in the western part, of, or eastern, yeah, western part of the county, and they... narrowly were able to avoid that somehow. Once they realized the scale of it, I think.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah. That's all I got. Is it? Can we really do a 45-minute meeting?
Yeah.
We have to sign yet. Let's get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I have anything else. I heard back from the Wayne County Engineers Office on our request to study that
intersection.
Zerker and Hackett Road.
Okay.
But not surprised we haven't heard anything back yet. That's, there is a process that they have to go through.
Any public comment? No? Okay. Very well. Let's sign documents.
Do you want me to put this?
I guess.
Or do you want to keep it?
It's not really, it's not a township document.
No, it's not.
No, I think we can trash it, literally.
Okay.
Almost even, not exactly. Thanks for finding those resolutions that we did last year.
Mm-hmm.
That was helpful. I had to go through those, I think, literally three times to understand what we did on each one of those, because they were worded so similarly.
They were worded very similar.
And then, okay, once, I had to get them in order first and read them in order.
And the prosecutor gave us those.
Yeah, and this is all the prosecutor stuff.
So that's from her as well.
Yeah, and I've heard that they use this statewide.
Yeah.
Her work, so. I'll cut her some slack on not returning our request for fire contract.
Is this Josh's COBRA premium?
Yes.
The second month?
Yes.
Okay, who got that? Did he get it? I mean, did he get the invoice?
He must have, because Marcy from that, the office, Wayne County office, called me today and was looking for the payment for the second month. And said we were coming close to a deadline for that, and I didn't have anything. And she said the email probably went to Josh directly. So with her help, I just found out how much it needed to be.
Okay,
and
I told him to be on the lookout for it, that it would come to, it would likely come to him.
Yeah. You want this just in his personnel file?
That sounds like the right spot for it, yeah. See what you did there, Tom. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I will, do you want to scan email back to me,
go ahead and you can.
I'll scan, email you.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'll include you, like CC you on the email back to Nicholas.
Do you want that?
Or Ron, whatever his name is.
Probably attached in the minutes.
Yeah.
I can do that?
Yeah.
Let's see which, that was the memo.
I'll scan it over to you.
Okay.
One more of these.
Mm-hmm.
You're complete.
All right. Any other things before we conclude that popped in the mind to talk about before we conclude? Anita, nothing? Did I move without we adjourn the meeting?
Sorry.
Thank you, Scott. It is 7:47. All in favor of adjourning the meeting, please say yes. Yes.
Yes.
And that was unanimous.